I know this is a decision. We talked to Deb Gist earlier this week. It's a decision no superintendent wants to make, and I'm sure you didn't want to, and kind of got to a point where you absolutely had to because of staffing, right?
That is absolutely correct. You know, these are very, very difficult decisions, and certainly they're not made lightly. But we hit a point yesterday where clearly it was time to make this decision. And I hate this for our students and families because we want our kids to be with us. But, you know, you just can't refute the data.
What were the data points you were looking at that forced your hand?
Well, certainly, you know, you just don't look at one side of this or one piece of information. You look at it kind of from a multivariate point of view. But for me this week, and it's the same thing that happened just before Thanksgiving break, it wasn't necessarily our student numbers in quarantine or the positive cases that shut us down before. It was the ability to staff appropriately and adequately so that we could have a school in a safe manner. On Tuesday, our staff numbers of positivity and quarantine was at 93, and within 24 hours, that number jumped from 93 to 149. So that number, coupled with obviously the Tulsa Health Department's recommendation that they advise it's not safe to have school at this time, is the reason why I made the decision to send this to distance learning.
Okay. Distance learning starts tomorrow, and then you have Christmas break coming up on December 18th after class then?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so distance learning until at least after Christmas break, and that ends on January 4th. Now, do you still have to make a call about coming back on January 4th, or is the plan to come back?
Well, certainly, you know, the plan is to come back, and that's what we want to do. It's what we attempted to do after Thanksgiving break, is that we had hoped to be able to finish out the semester in person, but that just didn't happen. So for right now, absolutely, we want to be back. But, you know, Dan, I'm going to say this again, and I guess it's a plea as well, that we've got to have folks continuing to do the right thing here. And for me, I've not been quiet about this. I think a mask requirement and a mandate is something that our state really, the governor really needs to take serious note about that. And you know, what's the harm in it, right? And we've got a vaccine that's on the way. We know that it's on the table. It's in the queue. It's coming. But what are we going to do between now and then? So that's where I stand personally on it.
Rick's with me.
I know I wanted to ask about not only activities, Kurt, because we do have a lot of those going on, but then there are things like feeding the kids and those kinds of things and any extended day daycare that is going on at Union. How will that all be handled?
So we are today, as a matter of fact, our child nutrition department, they've been amazing throughout really all this whole pandemic. They are in the process of getting a plan in place to be able to still continue with our meals for our students. And that will actually kick off starting tomorrow, and we'll communicate that out later today. In terms of extended day program, I mean, those programs stop because, you know, we don't really have anything. We can't let those kids basically be in school right now with our staff. So those things are put on hold. We're going to continue to try to keep move forward with our activities that, you know, our kids are involved in. We've got to provide some sense of normalcy here for these kids and for our students. So we'll do that. Our athletics and other areas have done a great job with the COVID protocols and all their checks and what they have. But again, it's putting people in really large, a lot of people in big buildings is really the problem here.
Well, one of the ideas that's been floated, and if we have a vaccine that's on the way and it's effective, then this may be a moot point. But one of the things that's been talked about this week is setting up separate facilities. Let's call it a separate academy or whatever for kids who may test positive or who are quarantined because of exposure, where they could continue to learn in person with teachers who are in a similar situation or in some sort of, you know, with protocols kind of situation. Have you talked about that at all in Union?
Well, a little bit, briefly, but I will tell you, Dan, I'm not supportive of that plan, because you're still, putting your staff in harm's way when you set up these types of environments. So, I mean, I know that Dr. Fry, they're doing the pilot program right now out there with this quarantine plan, but I just don't see the benefits of that. At this point, we did obviously look at it when it was announced and we talked about it, but I just don't want to subject our staff and teachers to that type of risk.
Tough call. Superintendent Hartzler, thank you for your time this morning and for being so frank with us. We'll check in with you again as we work our way through the holiday season and see where your head is with all of this and where January 4th stands.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Kurt Hartzler, superintendent of the Union Schools, which go back to distance learning in their entirety. All students back to distance learning starting tomorrow.